This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
I'm WBEZ reporter Becky Vivi. WBEZ is answering your questions about coronavirus vaccines, like this one from Letitia Hollinsworth in Englewood.
How does the vaccine affect pregnant women and her child?
Right now, there is not enough data to answer that question. Pregnant women were not included in the initial trials for COVID-19 vaccines. There were a very small number of trial participants in both the placebo and the vaccine group who did become pregnant after enrolling in the trials. So far, there have been no differences in their pregnancy outcomes. Trials with pregnant women are now underway. Pregnancy does put women at higher risk of getting severe COVID-19. So Dr. Lisa Green with Family Christian Health Center says expecting mothers should discuss their options with their doctor.
We are not advocating. However, what we do is we have each pregnant patient sit with their provider and make the best choice that's available for them.
Both the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine advocate for pregnant women to have the choice to be vaccinated. We're able to help answer your questions about COVID-19 vaccines thanks to support from the Pulitzer Center. Find all our coverage at WBEZ.org/vaccine FAQ.